Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. On today's Let's Talk Knoxville, we get an update about Habitat for Humanity of Marion County from Inez DeMoss and Alyssa Vandevort. Thank you, ladies, for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
We're here with Inez DeMoss and Alyssa Vandevort with Habitat for Humanity of Marion County. And a couple things we wanted to touch on here today on Let's Talk Knoxville involving Habitat for Humanity. And Inez, first, I know that Habitat for Humanity here in Marion County is looking for families to apply for their homes right now. Can you tell us some of the details that people need to know to figure out if they're eligible to apply for a home in the first place?
Okay, first of all, they need to have a need for adequate shelter, a willingness to partner with us, and ability to pay for a house. And yeah, I did say we pay for them. We don't give them away. That's a myth. Everyone thinks that we did, and even me, I thought that originally. They need to have lived or worked in Marion County for 1 year. And the application's pretty easy to fill out, and I'm pretty easy to work with, I think. The house that we're building at 310 West Main does not have anyone yet, but I am working on applications for it. I have three that I'm working on right now and hope to have more, because we'll be building on Robinson Street soon, and there'll be more lots that we will build on. So if there's a need, I want those people to come and visit with us about it. Our payments are real reasonable. Most of them are around $500 a month, and that includes your taxes and your insurance. And it's a 0% interest loan, so that's why we can keep it that low.
What other properties are being built here in the future?
We serve all of Marion County. It's just not just Knoxville. It's just not just Pella. It's just not just Pleasantville. But right now we have a house that we are building in Pella. It's almost complete, and we have another one we'll be starting. And we do that. We partner with the school, and volunteers also work on the one in Pella. And Knoxville, the school is building the one at 310 West Main. And then in Pleasantville, we just identified a lot, and we'll be purchasing it on the 11th of this month, and we'll be starting on it as soon as we can. But we do serve all of Marion County. It's not just our little town or somebody else's little town. So don't be afraid to come and see us. I am the Family Services Coordinator there at Habitat. We are in the south end of the veterinary building, just across from Walmart. If you went to the stoplights and was going to turn to Walmart and you turned the other way, we're in the south end of that building.
Big sign and everything.
Big, it's hard to imagine. Sometimes a truck sitting there.
So can you give us some contact information, though? I know that you guys are open certain hours, and obviously a phone number as well.
One of us is usually in there around 9 o'clock in the morning till about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Sometimes on Friday we sneak out at 4 o'clock if we can get by with it. Our phone number there is 641-828-8844, or you can call me on my cell phone and I can help you. And that number is 641-218-9177, and I don't mind taking calls, you know, like on the weekend and stuff. We do have some brochures around town that they can pick up. You can kind of see where you can fall into the guidelines. There's an ability to pay guideline that if you like going to need to make about $14,000 to $30,000 a year, a family of three would make like $18,000 to $38,000. And once again, the payments on these are interest-free. You just have to have a need for a house and fall in the guidelines for what we have for money and what we have for the ability to work with us, a willingness to partner with us, pay for your home, need for adequate shelter, and live or work in Marion County. And I'm really looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of people coming in, and so we can serve more people. It's a wonderful place to be.
And can you refresh people's memories on what that willingness to partner is, whether it be some sweat hours or if you don't have the ability to do that, there are other options as well?
Yeah, we have, for a single person, they have 250 hours, and if there's two homeowners in the situation, it's 300 hours. But 50 of those can be done by your family and friends. And sometimes there is a little sweat on it. I know that this summer we had a house that we were building in Pella, and the hottest 2 days was the 2 days they put the roof on. Sometimes it's working on your own house. It's working for approved nonprofit. And we're pretty liberal on that, so it's not a really hard thing to do. It's kind of fun. I get to learn to know these people, and this is the way I make a lot of friends. And really, they're wonderful people that come and help us on our houses. We need a lot of volunteerism. We need donations. Sometimes that donation consists of somebody making the lunches for us for that. Just any kind of help they can do. When we volunteer in the houses, we usually do that on a Saturday, and I think they work from like about 8 to 2. And we have a supervisor there. Now, if somebody has a lot of construction background, they might want to come and visit with us at the office because they might be able to help us with site supervision. So just things like that. And they're welcome to call the office anytime. The first Monday of the month, if it's not a holiday, we stay from 5 to 6 and try to wait and see if anyone wants to come and learn any more about Habitat for Humanity. We try to hold a little session where people can come and ask about volunteering. They can come and ask about how we do houses. We just got all kinds of information. It's kind of just an informational meeting. Would love to have more people come and see how much fun we do have. Those sweat equity hours go by really fast because it's a lot of fun.
And Alyssa, I know that on a different note here, Habitat has an event that they're holding for the first time coming up next month as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the golf tournament?
Yes, we're holding a golf tournament here at Pine Knolls in Knoxville on Saturday, October 12th. And it's a four-man best shot tournament. It'll be 9 holes. It'll start at 10 a.m., a shotgun start. And the fee is $50 a person, which includes a round of golf, cart rental, meal, and prizes.
All right, and so how do you find out more information about that and get registered?
We will have information posted on our website as well as our social media pages and wall posters around town. And then just go ahead and give us a call to register by October 10th. And again, our number at the office is 641-828-8844.
And can you say the website too?
It's hfhmci.org.
Is there anything else either of you two would like to add today?
Thank you, Aaron, for having us, and I hope that we find some families, and I hope we see have a lot of fun with our golf, and it's our first time doing this, and so those of you who are seasoned tournament people might want to come and enjoy laughing at us, but we'll do as good as we can. Hope to see you there. Get a team together.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Inez DeMoss and Alyssa Vandervoort, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.